I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This spring gobbler season in West Virginia will open Monday, and hunters across the state are ready to match wits with the birds. We'll get a preview of the season coming up right after this.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
The four-week spring gobbler season opens Monday in West Virginia. Curtis Taylor, chief of wildlife at the West Virginia DNR, says in all parts of the state, turkey numbers are in solid shape. Thanks to last year's food supply, they're doing very well.
Last year, as you well know, we had a terrific mast year. Terrific. So birds ought to come into this reproductive season in excellent condition. And like we haven't seen in a long time.
Now, Taylor says those mast conditions are not only putting turkeys in great shape for this season, but he says it will help with the brooding for next year's birds.
The mast conditions were good across the state. It should translate to more gobbling, and hens are going to be much better served when they go to lay eggs and set on the nest. They should have really good fat reserves. So we're looking at what could be a really good season, despite, well, we always have to deal with the weather.
Now, over the years, the DNR has taken great pains in reintroducing the turkey population in West Virginia. That effort has established a solid base of turkey numbers in the state, which are now largely controlled by Mother Nature.
We have a good turkey population, and we're at the point right now, Chris, where, you know, our turkey population is at the will of Mother Nature. We're looking at... What does the weather do to the hatch? What does the mast crop do? And those are the two things that drive the turkey population.
Taylor says the next step is creation of better habitat on the state-owned lands in West Virginia. That means controlled timber harvesting on many of those WMAs.
They need the diversity, and that's what we're shooting for, is brood range, of course, is openings and early successional habitat. And for the best part of a poult's life, they need insects. That's like a T-bone steak for a poult, is to catch a grasshopper or a spider or any of those invertebrates, because they're packed with protein.
That season opens on Monday and runs for 4 weeks, but this Saturday is the Youth Gobbler Day, enabling youngsters between the ages of 8 and 18 to hunt ahead of the rest of the flock. Remember, you have to be out of the woods by 1 in the afternoon each day. Enjoy the season, and as always, hunt safely. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.